It is the radio segment that follows you on Twitter and in real life, Laser Stories. Segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of New Jersey. 28-year-old Nicholas Maziat broke into a house last week and thought that nobody was home. But the couple who lived there woke up and called the cops.
Yeah.
So he bolted, and he had to climb through an upstairs window and jump off the roof to get away. But he did it successfully.
Wow.
In fact, he was almost home free until Nicholas came up with the idea to order a Lyft to use to get as a getaway car. Smart.
They kind of have your information saved when you do that.
He waited a few minutes around the block, and instead of checking to see what kind of car the Lyft driver was in, he just jumped into the first car that pulled up.
Oh, man.
And that turned out to be an unmarked police car.
Yeah. This whole time I thought that the police were going to have to find him through this information.
So he immediately got arrested. He's facing multiple charges for burglary, criminal mischief, attempted theft, possession of burglary tools, and trespassing. Afterwards, a police spokesperson just laughed, and it was hard for them to even comment about it.
He said, like, what's these bars for? And where's the water bottles in this thing?
No candy?
Man, robbing stuff makes you tired, huh?
One star, bro.
This next laser story is out of Australia. There's a 28-year-old woman named Gretchen Caldwell who was having an issue every time she went for a walk in a nearby park. Apparently, on multiple occasions, a guy would jump out from behind a tree and flash her and then run away.
No. Ain't nobody got time for that.
After a few times of this, she walked to the other woman and found out that they had been flashed too. So Gretchen did the only logical thing. She put on a full gorilla costume, sat in the park, waiting for the guy to do it again.
That seems normal.
Well, why wear the costume? She said she felt like it would help her sit there in broad daylight and hide her identity. Weird. People will probably pay a lot of attention to that. Anyway.
I'd go with a hat, maybe some sunglasses.
Yeah, if it was to be inconspicuous, not the best idea.
No.
But strangely enough, it worked. She managed to spot the flasher. She took photos while in the gorilla costume and called the cops.
Oh.
And they arrested the guy last week on 4 counts of committing indecent acts.
Oh, my God.
I just hear her under, like, don't look over here. I'm a gorilla, but I don't want you to notice me.
Is she trying to act natural, like eating a banana?
Flash was like, I hope that gorilla doesn't try to move in on my territory. Gorillas are always flashing people. This next laser story is out of Newport Richey, Florida. A couple locked their keys in their SUV outside a courthouse last week, which wouldn't have been horrible, except for the fact that their 1-year-old daughter was inside.
What?
There was a bunch of cops around, and they could have broken a window if they really needed to. So she was never in any real danger, but apparently none of the cops had a Slim Jim to get the doors open. Luckily for everybody, 5 prison inmates were on work release nearby, fixing a median in the road, and one of them just happened to have some experience breaking into cars.
Finally came in useful.
Another person in the parking lot had a coat hanger in their car, and the inmate was able to use it to get the doors open while the cops stood there and supervised. In the end, the little girl was only locked inside for about 5 minutes, and her mom got the whole thing on video. And hopefully that inmate gets a little bit of a reduced sentence. Probably not.
No, they probably arrested him again.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, look at that. Still breaking into cars, huh? You're out on work release. Well, now you're in solitary confinement for the rest of your life. This next laser story is out of Sleep Headquarters. I'm pretty sure the technique I'm about to describe was used as torture in the Middle Ages. The newest FDA-approved cure for snoring is sticking a red-hot probe up your nose.
Whoa! It landed right in the cup holder. Right in the cup holder.
Yeah.
That was tremendous.
That made my eyes water just hearing it.
A company called Aaron Medical created the probes, which they heat up to 140 degrees before they jam it up your nose.
Why would you do that?
And if you're asking, yes, it hurts.
I bet.
You do need to get local anesthesia first, but they say afterwards, some people still need painkillers.
Yeah.
Oh,
because you just burn the inside of your nose.
The probe works by attacking swollen nasal tissue by burning it for a few seconds, and then the tissue shrinks and you can breathe again, so you won't snore for the rest of your life.
Okay. You know what though? It's proof that you love your partner if you're willing to do that for them.
Yeah.
Right?
Nose.
Yeah.
I'm down. I would love to do that. My nose is always stuffed up. I have allergies or whatever else.
Do you snore?
Yeah. I do. I snore pretty loudly.
And
I think.
You like pain.
Yeah.
So,
I do. So
it actually is great for you.
I don't need the anesthetic. We'll find out if it's effective, but who knows? It's still in the early stages. This next laser story is out of intrigue and scheming. It seems like we've seen a surge in conspiracy theories over the last decade. From anti-vaxxers to the Illuminati, they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. And one recent study found out about half of Americans believe in at least one conspiracy theory.
Wow, so that's a lot.
Why are more and more people buying into them? According to a new study, the main culprit could be YouTube.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I saw a video and they proved it true.
Yeah.
A team of researchers from Texas Tech recently interviewed 30 people at a Flat Earthers convention, and literally all of them were there because of YouTube videos. 29 out of 30 people said that they never thought the Earth was flat until they saw a YouTube video about it. And the one guy who hadn't learned about it on YouTube said he was there because his daughter had seen a video and told him about it.
Oh. I don't understand why then they don't go find the other video where it proves that they're wrong.
No, can't pay attention to that one. Can't pay attention to that one.
We stop at the one video?
You only want the one video where you like
it. Yeah,
it's the internet. You only watch and look at things you agree with.
Yes.
Most of them said they'd been watching conspiracy videos about other topics like 9/11 or the moon landing, and then YouTube offered up a flat earth video as something that they might want to watch next.
Oh.
The head researcher from the study doesn't think YouTube is doing it intentionally, but says they could stop it if they tweaked things to promote more reliable information.
Who wants that? It's a whole conspiracy, and YouTube is in on it.
You think Probably. So? You think YouTube's trying to prove the earth flat
yeah.
for some reason?
This next laser story is out of Buyer Beware headquarters. Add one more thing to the ever-expanding list of stuff that can kill you. According to a new report, the fumes from your toaster are so toxic, it's worse for you than standing in a busy intersection during rush hour.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
I read this and I don't get it.
Soon as you push the button down, it starts sending toxic particles into the air, which can then linger in the room and end up in your lungs.
Oh.
So you're inhaling toast particles?
Mm-hmm.
Never thought of that.
Happens with other things that produce trace amounts of toxins, like candles, air purifiers, and cleaning products. But toasters are worse because they release more fine particles into the air than the other things do.
Oh.
According to the World Health Organization, the two things you can do to make your toaster a little safer are don't toast it quite as much, and open a window or turn on a fan, or immediately tackle anybody who's about to toast something and make them stop.
I love toast. Like, love it.
This is not good for you.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop.
Yeah. Next laser story is out of the internet. The national debt hit $1 trillion for the first time last week, making news across the country.
Yay, we did it!
I know, finally. Woo! And one group of people online is finally doing something about it. They call themselves Christian Moms Against Private Education.
Okay.
It's an odd group.
Yeah.
Very specific.
Yeah. They started a petition on change.org to sell Montana to Canada for $1 trillion.
Oh, my God.
Montana's probably weighing the pros and cons. Like, yeah.
And Canada's like, oh, we're good. Good healthcare.
Hey. People are real nice.
The description of the petition doesn't say much except, we have too much debt and Montana is useless.
That is not
Just
true.
Tell them it that has the beavers best. Or something.
Yes.
Montana is the best state in this country, okay?
Tell them it has beavers or something. I don't know.
Some kind of
yeah, there's stuff there.
It's huge.
It's all Canadian type stuff. They're close, so go ahead and take it.
They like to drink.
Yeah. So maybe it was a joke, but still, more than 7,000 people have signed the petition. Which has a goal of 7,500 signatures. The person who started the petition wrote an update stating that they are, quote, just surprised that so many people have backed the cause. So, good job to them, and sorry, Montana. Maybe it's a positive. I don't know.
It could be like 90% of Montanians are voting. They're like, no, we're down.
Yeah, we want to go.
Get
like,
out of here.
Yeah. Send us to Canada. I wouldn't mind it.
I'd be
Canada's
part of fun.
Canada.
Yeah, pretty sweet. People are nice.
Yeah, maybe they can take over the whole country. You know,
I would love Canada to invade us.
Super Canada.
The Canadian Revolution. Yeah. It'd be the nicest invasion
it
ever.
Would be. They'd just charm you, and then you'd be like, oh yeah, sure, you can have the country.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. I know someone who's a charmer too. This guy. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. Don't worry though, we'll do it again same time on Friday.